Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Brindle. First, I want to thank you for listening in and know that you mean so much to me. I am a wife, mom of three, teacher, writer, and by nature, an encourager. I'm here juggling life and all that goes with it. That's why I want to spread a little faith and encouragement on your good and maybe not so good days to lift you up and onward. I'll be here reminding you that with God, nothing is impossible. And as you take your next step in your journey, I am filled with excitement because wherever you are, you will be encouraged. Are you a dreamer? Do you ever have such vivid dreams and want to know if maybe there's more behind them? Maybe it was just the junk food that you ate before you went to bed. Either way, I feel like you know, if you can't shake it, maybe God's trying to tell you something. Hi, I'm Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to episode 115 on the Be Encouraged podcast. Today, I have Mandy Owen with me as our guest speaker, and I cannot wait to jump into this topic about dreams today, because lately, I've been getting a few dreams that I simply cannot shake. These dreams feel so real, you guys, that it feels like I know, God's just trying to speak something to me. Did you know that about a third of the Bible is also about dreams? Think about it. The Pharaoh's dream that couldn't be interpreted, and finally Joseph in the Old Testament interprets the Pharaoh's dream and then he finds favor, right? I mean, how cool is that? That Joseph can interpret a dream and that Pharaoh's dreams really meant something. Jacob's dream, and even in the New Testament, Joseph's dream, when God tried to speak to him about to marry Mary, you know, there are so many times where God still grabs our attention and so personally wants to speak to us through dreams. I'm here to encourage you. Alongside is Mandy Owen. I'm so excited for all you to meet Mandy Owen because she is just an expert about this topic. And, you know, Dr. Jamie Morgan, who was on the show before, pointed me towards her direction as she is a part of her Trailblazer Mentorship Program. And when I asked her about this dream, she immediately pointed me to Mandy. And I'm so glad she did. Mandy is such a gift, and I love that she keeps it all biblically sound. There's nothing new agey about it. The girl's got such a core to want to please the Lord, serve the Lord, and want to help others doing it. So I just love that she uses her prophetic gifts and her desire to help others encounter the love of God through their dreams and kind of interpret what God is saying there. And also on the other flip side, sift through it and go, that probably was your pizza. Either which way, I just know I love that she keeps her eyes on the Lord while she points us to the Bible to seek direction. And you can even catch on her YouTube videos if you want to know more about that part. But just hang with me here today because I love that Mandy really hangs on this scripture, Acts 2:17, where it says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams." Well, listen up. If you are a son or daughter of God, I feel like you know that those dreams have got to be something. And I love that Mandy really points us to the scripture about that. Now, I don't know if it's really the end times, you guys, but it does seem like God is trying to call his people through his spirit and pour it out on them so that maybe you will be encouraged. So keep on dreaming, and you can also click on her link at mandyowensministries.com to find out more, which is in the show notes below. So let's grab your cup of coffee, get on your walk or run, and wherever you are, you guys, faith believer or not, I just know today you will be encouraged. Let's go. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. I'm so excited to have all of you here listening today because I have a very special guest speaker, Mandy Owen. Welcome, Mandy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and to get to talk with you and all your listeners.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited. You guys are all in for a real treat today. But before we even dive into our topic and what we're going to be discussing on this episode, I want y'all to get to know Mandy as if, like, you know, you just welcomed her into your home and you just are now, you get to know her. So what is there things that, you know, maybe you want to share with our listeners that will just deepen that connection a little bit with
yeah,
them?
Yeah, thank you. My name is Mandy Owen and I live in Waxahachie, Texas, We attend Freedom Fellowship International in Texas, and we have a ministry that really works with dreams. We have our website, mandyowenministries.com. But our heart really is to serve the kingdom of God. My family and I do almost everything together. And we're just excited to be here to share our story a little bit, to share a little bit about what we do in ministry. So.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. You guys your socks are going to be blown off today, and so encouraged as well, because we're going to be talking about dreams. And I don't know who my dreamers are here, but whether you are dreaming big dreams or literally you have dreams, we are going to be discussing that word there. So as we just kind of unpack it, I know recently, Mandy, I reached out to you because I had a dream, and it was just not an ordinary dream. It was just full of real life details that I could not ignore. It was so vivid. And I reached out to one of our mutual friends, Dr. Jamie Morgan, little shout out. And she said, you've got to talk to my friend Mandy. She is biblically aligned, has a gift to help others to find meaning in their dreams. She just would be such a great source, a resource for you as you try and unpack what God was trying to tell you. So I love that. And I think you, like you just kind of mentioned, you have a ministry all about that. But let's just back up and discuss that for a little bit. How do you know that dreams are a way of God teaching us or speaking to us?
Yeah, well, first of all, I do love Dr. Jamie. She's amazing. So I definitely want to give her a shout out there to anyone that doesn't know her, need to research her. But for, you know, dreams are definitely biblically based. You know, all through the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, talked about dreams and visions. And, you know, anyone that researches will realize that dreams are visions at night, and visions are dreams during the day. They're both symbolic. They're both, you know, pictures in our mind, and, you know, where the Lord's speaking to us, or where, you know, we're getting messages from the Holy Spirit normally. You know, there are soul dreams. There are other types of dreams as well. But if it's a dream like what you had, where you just knew that this symbolism meant something, it's like similar to a vision, you know, but it was at night is when you're dreaming. But all through the Bible, it talks about dreams. I mean, even if you want to go to the New Testament, to where Matthew or Luke, and we hear about, you know, Mary having seeing the angel, or we talk about Joseph. Joseph had two dreams where an angel appeared to him. One of them was where he told, you know, the angel told him that he needed to take Jesus and Mary and go to Egypt to save Jesus. You know, had he not listened to his dream then, you know, they would have been in trouble. Jesus would have been in trouble. Jesus was an innocent baby and not into his full, you know, ministry or any of those things yet. And Joseph was tasked with protecting him. And he listened to a dream in that. And that is what really saved their life during that time. But you can go back to several verses in the Old Testament or New Testament that are going to show you where God really used symbolism. One of my favorites is really Job 33:3. And what I love about that, I think it's 33:3. Yeah, I'm sorry, 33:14 and 15. And he talks about how you sometimes the Lord's always speaking. God is always speaking to us. Sometimes he speaks to us and through the word of God. Sometimes he's speaking to us in nature, different things, but he's always speaking. But in Job 33:14 and 15, he actually lists, sometimes he speaks to you in dreams. Sometimes he speaks to you in visions, but we are not perceiving it. And so that was really telling, wake up and listen to what is the Lord saying to you in all the aspects of our senses. God gave us so many different senses, and we need to really open our heart to be able to hear him and all of that. And then the other verse that I really love is Acts 2:17. And it just says that in the end days, the Lord will pour out his spirit on all people, you know, that young men will prophesy and your old men will dream dreams. And so the Lord's really telling us in that verse that, you know, as the end times come, that dreams are going to be more prevalent. He's going to pour out his spirit on all men. You know, he's going to pour it out on all people, and he's going to reach his people any way he can. And through the word of God is always the first step. We always want to go to the word of God, but the Lord is going to speak to us in dreams and in visions and through the Holy Spirit. You know, I've heard stories of people here, you know, the Lord speaking to them through songs as they drive down the road, you know, so it's important that we open our heart to listen and to perceive.
Oh, I love that. Keep our hearts open and be ready to perceive. And I love that you even mentioned Acts, as I was reading even Acts 1 and Acts 2, you guys got to go there. I mean, read it 3 or 4 times. I mean, it's just so good. It's this dialogue, you know, of a warning. And it's a good friend. I think about Ezekiel, like in 33, Ezekiel 33, 34, you know, he talks about first the watchman and then he talks about the shepherd. And both characters, right? A watchman on like a battle, think about a fortress, right? They watch for the danger that's coming, right? And they want to share what they see coming, whether good or bad, and warn people though, if it is bad. And so they turn and they warn and they have to be accountable of those actions, right? So I love that because a good watchman, you know, is like a mouthpiece of good news. And I feel like Peter was that mouthpiece. And I think God speaks to us through dreams and through nature, like you said, and we got to be the watchman. Like, what is God speaking to us? And like good shepherd, you know? So, yeah.
I love that you mentioned the watchman because I lead a watchman team here in Texas. And we just kind of serve as watchmen over our county and over our state. In our team, in our church, you know, we specifically serve our church and the people in our community. But the team that we're on, we really kind of really move in dreams and visions. I mean, I can't tell you how many times one of the team members will send me a dream. And then a week later, it's spot on, you know, like, okay, this situation happened and now we know how to handle it or what we need to do to pray through that. But normally for a lot of people, dreams are specific to them, you know, it's about them or about their life or about things going on in their life. But for people that are called as intercessors, people that have that specific call, either as a watchman or an intercessor, and that could be over their family, it could be over their church, it could be over their state, their nation, their country. You know, some people are even called to other countries that they don't even live in to be an intercessor for them. Well, then they kind of step into that watchman role. And one of the easiest ways for the Lord to communicate with us in this busy world where the noises are loud and, you know, we have a million responsibilities is to minister to us when we're asleep and in our dreams and to give us messages as that. And he created us that way. And that's what's so beautiful is 1/3 of our life is when we are asleep. And, you know, by the time you're 60, you've slept 20 years of your life. And he designed our bodies that way. And every single person dreams, whether they remember them or not, is different. Some people don't remember their dreams, but everybody dreams. And so that season of night, the Lord has created as a space for him to minister to us, mind, body, and soul, even if we don't always perceive it or even if we don't remember it.
I love that. Like God is so personal in the details, even as we dream, even as we are not doing our to-do list, you know, we're not active. God is active in us and through us. And when we accept Jesus Christ in our hearts, right, we're believers. And maybe you're not a believer today. And this is just something you're listening, you're learning. But when you accept Christ in your heart, the living spirit, he dwells in you. You know, that's something real special that I think just even taking a moment to really get to know, what does that mean for me? I think a lot of times, you know, as a new believer, or as I'm watching my kids grow in their own faith, you know, as they're becoming their own believers, they have to ask a lot of hard questions. And sometimes they just don't understand it all. And listen, this might be one of those things that you don't wrap your head around. I don't wrap my head around all of it either, you guys. And so we have Mandy here. So help us, guide us. Because there's a thing like, I'm going to go back to Acts. You know, there's going to be things that might feel strange and we need to have discernment on what that is. Is it biblical or is it not? And I think it went so funny because when the Holy Spirit came upon them, you know, you guys were meeting at 9 a.m. and I read this right before we were meeting, Mandy, and it says, you know, that at 9 a.m. that, you know, that they were meeting and the Holy Spirit just like poured out on them. And people thought that they were drunk. They were like, it's 9 a.m. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you guys acting crazy and speaking in tongues and different languages and blah, blah, blah. They didn't understand it. You can't reason out what God is doing. That's the thing. Your spirit will know, like, you'll know it's from God. And you'll also have this inkling that, oh, this isn't from him. And this is not what I should be sinking my teeth into. So tell us a little bit about that. How do you discern what is from God, God speaking to you? And this is not real. This is not from him.
Yeah. Well, there are different types of dreams. There's Holy Spirit dreams. There are soul dreams where it's just us processing our day. You know, we had too much pizza. We had, you know, maybe on medication or something. We had a headache the night before. And then we have this crazy dream that doesn't make any sense. I always just throw those away. You know, don't even try to interpret them. If they're not making sense when you wake up, if you don't feel like the Holy Spirit moving in you and you just feel very confused, I would just move those away. But we also have soul dreams. So soul dreams are dreams that we are just processing our own life. You know, it's jumping around. It's like confusing. There's no end to it. There's no hope in it. Or maybe it's all hope and no balance. I guess balance is a better word I'm trying to use with that. But there's no really Holy Spirit in the middle of it. It's more just processing and jumping around a lot. Those are soul dreams. And I just kind of throw those away too. But you will know when you have a warning dream or when you have a Holy Spirit inspired dream, you will see hope in it. Even if it isn't maybe it's a bad situation. Maybe you're dreaming of like an end times dream or the apocalypse type thing. But there is some hope there, or maybe you have some urgency to pray about this, or maybe you have urgency to check on your children. Or the Lord's, like in your situation, Jackie, it was kind of a confusing, heavy dream, but it was guiding you somewhere. And at the end, there was hope. You know, there was this boat there and there was this hope. So anytime that you can find, you can see the Holy Spirit in the dream or see hope in the dream, I would dig deeper into that. And also when you wake up and you remember a dream and you know, like, hey, this dream meant something, I would also go ahead and dig into it, even if it's a little scary and you don't understand it. Because the Lord is kind of trying to unwrap something in you. But you mentioned something earlier. You mentioned children and, you know, your kids and stuff. And it made me think, I just want to encourage all your listeners that there is no junior Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit for your children or for adults. And so if you have a child that is really an avid dreamer, start listening to them. Let them tell you their dreams. And they might be epic dreamers. They might want to tell you a whole book every morning. You know, let them do it. Let them speak it out. And if you have a child that maybe has scary dreams that really terrify them at night, there may be some spiritual warfare going on with them. And I'm just going to encourage you, teach them now at a young age how to battle that, how to pray through those things. Because the enemy is after our children just as much as he has adults. And there's no junior enemy. There's no junior Holy Spirit. So if your children are experiencing these things, empower them and equip them at a young age. And if you don't know how to, or if you're not sure how to help them work through dreams, email me. I will definitely give you some tools and resources to help you with that. But don't ignore it is all I'm saying. Let them talk it out with you and y'all kind of walk that out together.
Well, I love that. And then pray about it together. I think that's an opportunity to pray, right? Like prayer travels. How much I think sometimes I used to always underestimate. Well, that's the least thing we can do is pray about it, you know, but it's so different when you know, when you're praying, it's like the very thing that just pierces heaven, right?
Yeah. Well, and the truth, the Bible tells us that God is the one that reveals, gives us a revelation of our dreams. And so everything we dream, everything that, you know, visions, anything the Lord's speaking to us is always to bring us back to prayer. It's always to talk it out with us. I mean, his desire for us is to get closer to us. His desire for us is that he can speak to us and we hear him. So anything that he's giving us is always to be taken back in prayer. But honestly, the true revelation, even if I give you an interpretation, that might not be the deeper revelation. You know, it might be an interpretation to symbols or maybe give you a guide in the right direction. But the revelation is personal for you and between you and God. And so that revelation will be downloaded to you through prayer and when you really communicate with him about it.
Yeah. And I feel like if you have a dream, like she just said, like Mandy, you just said it. It's his way of communicating personally to you. And you might be thinking, why, God, you want to like communicate with me? Why is it so personal? The Lord loves you. He knows every detail, everything that is weaving in and out of your life. He wants to have that relationship with you, that closeness with you. So if he's grabbing your attention in a dream, he's doing it because he wants to be personal with you, to show up in the details with you. And I just would seek him through it. And I don't know, like, where do we start though, Mandy, with symbols? So, you know, if something stands out in someone's dream, where do we go to help us figure out unpack the symbols in the dream or where the setting of the dream or the backdrop of the dream?
Right. Well, first, the first place you always go to is a Bible. I mean, I'm going to say, especially if you're new to interpreting, and actually it's kind of hard sometimes when you're trying to search through the Bible and find keywords like, you know, Lord, where in the Bible did it mention spiders or where did it mention snakes? You have to kind of go and find those verses where the Lord speaks about colors or he speaks about symbols. And then as you look at those, the Lord will speak to you what the meaning is for you in that. But the Bible is 100% the first place you go. Now there are, you know, we live in a modern world and there's modern symbols that we will have. Like I've had dreams about skateboards or I've had dreams about vehicles or cars, things like that. So, you know, not everything you're going to dream is going to be in the Bible and not everything that you will dream is easy to find in the Bible. So I'm going to encourage you to pray first, go to your Bible, see what symbols you can find there. Do not Google the meaning of dream or meaning of snakes in dreams or meaning of spiders in dreams, because what happens is a lot of New Age stuff comes up or a lot of spiritual things will come up, and they're very similar to what the Bible will teach you, but they're different. They're not based on biblical principles. And then they bring some heaviness to you as well. And you may even think, oh, well, this is the answer to it. And this gives you an interpretation, but it's a false interpretation. You know, so what I do is I try to get a symbol and I'd be like, God, okay, so for the example, the skateboard, I'd say, God, why is this person dreaming about a skateboard? You know, why would it be a skateboard instead of a bike? And then you can kind of base the figure out what the meaning of that symbol is. Like somebody that rides a skateboard has to have agility. They have to be able to get, you know, to work through hazardous terrain, you know, easily. You know, they're very flexible. They're very athletic. They can move quickly, you know, but a bicycle would be a little bit safer. So I think the person on the skateboard would be a little bit, take a little bit, few more risk, you know, so then I can start working in why this, why not that? And that kind of helps me narrow down the interpretation. And it does get easier after you do it a few times.
No, I love that. And pray about it too. I love that you said, ask why. Like there's, and I think it's so cool. Dreams, like I was telling you all, I had a dream and it was just so personal. I knew, but I mean, I challenged myself. I watched Mandy. I watched some of your YouTube videos of, you know, where do you start? And, you know, right away, Bible. Okay. Got it. River. Where is the river? You know, what does that mean? It brought me to Ezekiel, you know, and I just was thinking about so many different things. Oh Lord, what do you think this means? Like the stone building, it meant something established, right? You said that, you something established, like what would this be? And we just kind of sifting through those little nuggets of wisdom through what God had. And then through the revelation he gives you by asking the why or what type thing. And you know that you pinpointed it. And it's funny to see, I'll tell you what, you guys, my dream did come to pass. And I, before I even begin to tell you the goodness of God in that, I want to hear the goodness of God in your life, Mandy. How has God spoken to you? And it's been a testimony in your own life of what has come to pass or what you were experiencing.
Yeah. Well, dreams have been, I've been an avid dreamer my whole life. And so, I'm a prophetic dreamer also. So a lot of times my dreams are not really about me. They're about other people. And I've learned to filter that out, but I have seen over time the goodness of God in so many dreams. As a kid though, I was, I have a lot of history. So I also have a book. It's on Amazon. It's called Where the Dirt World Leads, and it shares my story, but it's not about dreams. It's more about the past. And so I had a really dark childhood with some things that had happened. So as a kid, I would have these scary dreams. I would have all these like nightmarish dreams, but a lot of them would come to pass, you know? And so I learned at an early age that dreams were real. But I just thought everybody dreamed. I didn't realize that nobody else was really paying attention to them the way I was. I just thought it was normal for everybody. But somewhere along the way in my like early 20s, the Lord really started showing me that I had to pay attention to my dreams, because things would happen in my dream. And then like a week later, they would happen in the natural. And so I just learned to step into it. And I started asking the Lord to teach me, you know, how to interpret these dreams. And so it was a journey on that. But I can give you one testimony that happened recently. I have so many. I mean, from jobs and, you know, Lord, dreaming about a job. And then the next day, the person calling me and offering me this job that I hadn't spoken to in like 20 years. You know, so there's a lot of testimonies like that. But recently, Ben Armstrong visited our church, Freedom Fellowship International. And if you don't know who Ben Armstrong is, he is a prophetic director of Bethel. And he visited our church and he was ministering to our teams. And he's an amazing speaker. You know, we weren't expecting him to really just go into prophecy or anything like that. But he had a dream the night before, and he's an avid dreamer. He actually teaches some dream courses at Bethel. So anyone that needs some good, you know, conferences to look at or anything like that, The Bethel app has a lot of that. Now, I don't know a lot about Bethel, so I can't really, say everything, but I can tell you I've watched some of those dream videos and they were great. But he had had a dream the night before about a girl, and he called her by name, and it was my daughter. And he called her out by name, and he said that the last several years in this dream had been the hardest years of your life. And that you've struggled, he goes, but it's over and you're stepping into this new era. And he kind of listed a bunch of verses and stuff in the dream. But then he said, and it starts in 2 days. He goes, in 2 days, you're going to see a shift. And this is all from a dream. This is all came from a dream that he had. Well, my daughter was encouraged and we left. Well, 2 days later, she got a raise at work. And then like 2 weeks later, she got another raise at work. And then everything just kind of started shifting. She was a new mom and a new marriage and things like that. So, I mean, just things kind of started shifting for her. And she's on a journey. It was just really encouraging to be so specific that, he said, like, in 2 days, this will happen. And it did.
Wow. God is so faithful. He really is so faithful. I love that. I love that. Someone's going to be encouraged by that today too. And I love that you said to pay attention. You know, in Acts 2:14, it says, "Let this be known to you and pay attention to my words." And then it goes on, "For these people are not drunk," like we're not crazy, "as you suppose, since it is only 9 a.m. in the morning. On the contrary, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel." And I'm going to repeat what you said. "And it will be in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all people." And then your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I will even pour out my own spirit on my servants in those days, both men and women, and they will prophesy. I want to talk about that word, prophesy. They will. It's not like maybe. It's like more of us are coming to it. And which is why I think it's so interesting that, our paths cross, because I think more and more people are going to have these dreams. Like, and we need to know, Lord, what is prophecy, right? And then what is this media, like, you know what I mean? There's mediums, right? All over this new age stuff that is not of God. Can I just tell you, if you've gone to them, just repent, turn from God. I'm telling you, the Lord wants you to pay attention to him, and that's a distraction from what God has for you. So can you tell us a little bit more biblically why prophecy is so different?
Yeah. Well, the Bible tells us, and I love what when you read that verse, you said all people. So this is not, this is all of us. This is me. This is you. This is all your listeners, all people. The Spirit is going to be poured out on you. It is up to us to perceive, though, and it's up to us to step into it. But there is a difference. So anytime you have an original of anything, anytime that the Lord has given you a gift or has spoken to you or has poured out his Spirit in a way, there's going to be a counterfeit, and the counterfeit looks intriguing. If it's a good counterfeit of anything, whether it's a good counterfeit of money or a good counterfeit of diamonds, I mean, it looks real, it kind of even feels real sometimes, but it's not. And what happens is people will reach out to horoscopes, or people will reach out to mediums, or they're going to reach out to new age type of avenues to help them either talk through situations in their life, or to interpret dreams, or any of those things. And there is maybe a small, small, small hint of truth that they might tell you. For example, maybe you have a dream about the color blue, and in the median or whoever you're going to help you interpret that may tell you that blue represents peace and tranquility, which is inner based, and it is not really from the Lord at all. It's talking about really just your inner peace, your inner tranquility, like meditation, things like that. But if you go to a biblically based interpreter, they're going to tell you a lot of other hidden meanings to the color blue that really are spiritually rooted. But also, one piece of that is peace, but it's peace from God. It's a peace from the Holy Spirit. It's peace in the storm. It's peace, that you're going to walk into. You may be walking into a storm, but the peace of God is going to cover you. And so it's really important that you are separating yourself from the lies of the enemy that are shrouded in truth sometimes, and that a lot of the new age stuff we see that. And so we just stick to the Bible. We stick to Bible verses. If I can't find a reference in the Bible that will help link together some pieces, and we won't go through that. And there have been dreams that we won't interpret. Like, there's been dreams that have been sent to us that feel very, I just don't see where the Holy Spirit's speaking. And there's very few, very, very few that I have done that to. But there's, I don't know if they were either maybe a test, or maybe they were just not, maybe the enemy was using that person. I'm not sure. But there have been some that we have had to walk away from and say, we're not going to interpret this one, but we want to pray with you. You know, we want to pray with you that the Lord speak to you, and maybe explain this to you a little bit deeper.
Oh, that's so good. You're right. Because I think that's you have to know the difference. And I love that you said there's a hint. It's like an imitation. I mean, just to sit with that for a second. It's like, so my son the other day, you guys, he was in the kitchen, and I was just, I had a zucchini out, and I was, cutting it up, and it looked like a cucumber, right? And he's like, oh, cucumber. And he wanted to take it, and he put it in his mouth, and he's like, that's not a cucumber. And I was like, oh, buddy, yeah, that's not a cucumber. That's a zucchini. And it looked so much like it. Like, I even peeled it, so it would look kind of like the outside edges looked like it, because I just thought, oh, I'll be fancy, whatever. And he thought it was, but his reaction was, oh, this isn't right. Oh, this isn't the same taste. It was tasting bitter. I think that's just kind of what you said, and to an extent of, when we see the counterfeit, it may look like it. We might think, oh, this is it. Well, look, it has all the different qualities, it has same qualities of this, but when you really get a hold of it, it's not, it's going to disappoint you. And I think that's the point. The enemy is disappointing. He's not the true life. He's not the way, the life, right? He's not. Yeah. So I think that's where you need to hold on to.
Yeah. And one thing too, is what I've seen a lot is people that will end up opening doors to things that were non-biblical. They've reached out to other venues, some new age, some, stages or different witchcraft, different things that people feel like are okay. I've seen, they might get temporary relief or temporary, I guess like some type of revelation that settles with them. I'm not saying it's a correct revelation, obviously, but maybe they get some type of revelation that settles with their spirit, but then they've opened a door to the enemy. And so then, a month later, they're having these nightmares, or they're having spiritual attacks, and or they're sick, their body starts getting sick, and they've had headaches and different things. So whenever we dabble in things that of the enemy, which is, horoscopes, witchcraft, new age, any of that stuff, even just dabbling in it opens doors that we eventually will have to close, and we have to kind of process through that later.
100%. And the hope is this, that the Lord says, listen, turn to me. And if you have been turning to all of these imitations, I just want to make it, I want to put it out there that God wants you to turn to him. He's not mad. He's not judgmental. He's not like, oh, you did that. Like, no, God is a good father, and he wants you in his arms. He wants you to come back. So just take a minute, sit with that, call on Jesus. And it says in his word that you will be saved. It says it in Acts verse 21, 2:21, where it says, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And no matter what you're facing, the distractions that maybe got you down, or maybe you really want something satisfied in your life, just turn to him and let him handle the rest. And maybe you'll have some dreams about it. Who knows?
Amen. I love that.
Amen. And like I said, I did want to share a little bit about my dream, because it really did come to pass, Mandy. So we were talking and I wanted to give you the end result in the podcast, because when I called you, I had said that, I had this very vivid dream of me in like a stone building. It's almost like a castle, so to speak. And there was three floors, and I was on the top floor, and I felt like it was college. I was being dropped off at college, and I was with my girlfriend, and we were there, and I was so happy, and we were coming. We dropped all our stuff off at the top floor, and we came down the staircase, and I noticed that there was these two people, man and woman, in the second floor in that bedroom. And then we went around another, the spiral staircase, and came down to the hallway out to the back door. And as you were coming down, you guys, get ready. Like, this was crazy, right? So this is why I know this was totally vivid, because as happy as I was, I saw my friend walk through the threshold of the door and not make it out. She's like singed up almost. And then the person came up behind me, who was like, I thought like the house mom, a familiar face. And she took her out to the outside and kind of just threw her away, you know, type, so speak. And I just remember and horrified at this. I know your mouth has probably dropped, like, what? And I'm telling you, I just was so saddened by it. I was so saddened by what I had just seen. And I walked back up to her room. I knew I had to get there into a safe place. And as I was kind of just journeying my way out, I will save you some more details, but as I was journeying my way out, out that door, I was able to walk through it, but I had to make a choice whether I was going to be paralyzed by fear and stay there or jump. The riverbank was right there on the ledge of the driveway. And I knew that the riverbank, I could jump straight and jump to through the water and get to this boat that had no bottom to the boat, but there were these three seats within this like rowboat. I'm like, okay, I can get there. Or there could be this one where it was more dangerous to get to. And there was a boat kind of set up to the side going to the right, or I could go straight, right? So I was like, ooh, I just don't know. And I turned back and these people were following me. And I just knew if I didn't jump, I don't know what would happen. I just knew I would be paralyzed by fear. I just knew I had to jump. So I took this big leap, call it a leap of faith, who knows? And I jumped. And I jumped towards the boat that was ahead of me that didn't have the bottom. And I just knew if I turned back, I had to let go. And I just kept going straight. And I love that when you interpreted this dream, you said it was something that was established. The stone wall was something established. And we toyed around with the idea of a religious thing, but I didn't grow up like in a very, you know, religious legalistic church or anything like that. So I'm like, I don't know if it's that. And like later on you said, oh, well, you call me back, or you said something along the lines of, Jackie, you're a teacher, it's education. Maybe, you know, it has something to do with education. And I was a third grade teacher, third floor, and the Lord moved a couple weeks later, the Lord moved in a way where he opened up a door, like opened the door to walk through to get a different job in a different building, to move to a different position, a fourth grade position. So it was definitely not third grade. And there was a moment where I could have been paralyzed by, if I don't, like, I could have just stayed and, you know, and as much as I love where I work, don't get me wrong, I could have been, stayed put in the comfortable zone. And I think there are times that, you know, we all face it. You know, this isn't just maybe a message for me, but maybe it's a message for you, that we face comfortability and we can be paralyzed by the comfort zone. But the Lord was asking me to run towards him. And if that didn't make sense, if it seemed like a long jump or I don't know where I was heading, I just felt like the Lord said, keep your eyes on me. And you said that, like, no matter what you do, Jackie, I just think the Lord's telling you to keep moving onward with him. And, you know, the three, what did you say? The three, things in the boat could stand for the Trinity or something like that. You may have to fill in that blank.
Well, there are so many things, and I'm so glad you kind of recanted that, because I started remembering now. So definitely the establishment, definitely the doctor, the education system, and the boat. I'm sure the three to me would represent the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, it just represents the Trinity and their them being there. And the fact that you had to jump, you know, anytime I see a boat in a dream, normally it means ministry, or which can also be your career. I mean, that could be, that's what the Lord has called you to the marketplace. It's called you to different things. You have several different ministries, but that's kind of what we're doing, if it's a car or a boat. But when I see a boat, I think of fishers of men, you know, because that's what the Lord was. You know, he was in the boat. He walked on the water. And so your boat didn't have a bottom. And so as you were talking this time, I don't think it registered with me the first time we talked your dream out, but it didn't have a bottom. Well, you know, if Jesus is in control of that boat, again, by faith, you have to walk on water. So it was another call to jump in by faith. It was another call to say, hey, have faith and come to me and make the jump. But you had to make that decision in your dream to do it. And it's almost like sometimes we will do things in our dreams that actually play out in the spirit, that are playing out in the natural. So by making that decision in your dream to jump, it's almost like it shifted something in the natural that would help you to do that in real life. You know what I mean? So the Lord lets us like take these steps in our dream life sometimes. And it's so beautiful how he does that. But one of the symbols in your dream was the friend that had burned up and things like that, that was being pulled out. And I don't remember how we interpreted that now, you know, back then when we talked it out, But listening to it, it almost felt like that was like a piece, like an old version of you or an old person, like something old that is gone and done with, and you're moving on to something new. But I mean, what did the Lord reveal to you about that friend? Do you?
Well, I think it was two things. One, I felt really led that the Lord was being personal, right? We said personal. I really felt like God was saying, if you would stay here, this isn't meant for you. You're gonna kind of shrivel up and not be the person I've called you to be. Does that make sense? And no one's gonna care. No one's gonna say but God cares about the things He's stirring in your heart and calling you to do. So I think the Lord was saying, like, I'm so I don't want your eyes on the things of the past. The Lord's saying, let go and trust me. And even if it's scary, because it felt scary, but the Lord was like, no, but He gave me such peace when I took that leap of faith. It was like a breath of fresh air. And not, and this is not, anyone facing any type of sense of new, it gave me a confidence, right? I think anybody who's facing a time where they're knowing they're stepping into a new season, God wants that message for you. Don't hold back to what has happened. Don't hold on to the past. Don't look back. Like, the Lord has got your tomorrow. Stay with Him. Stay in the boat. Hang on, even if it's by a pinky. The Lord just wants you to keep looking up at Him, to keep turning to Him, eyes on Him. And you can walk on water when it is for Him, and your assignment is not for you, it is for Him. Because I think if I would have stayed, maybe it would have been for me, and doing things for me on to things that I want is not serving the Lord. So sometimes we got to take those big leaps of faith and really listen out for and pay attention, right? So I think a lot of things that we were saying in this and already kind of unpacked is to pay attention to what God is saying. And He's called us to be watchmen. Maybe it's over our own lives, but the lives of others. So if you need to hear that today, it's okay to be scared to take the change, to move into something new, but to keep your eyes on Him.
What a beauty. I love how that revelation just came to you. And we talked out a lot of this, but it was in a short conversation. So the Lord really unpacked this with you throughout the next few weeks and stuff. But that how you walked out of that house and left that old self there, because if you had stayed, you would have burned up. I love that. And that dream was really kind of scary at first. So this is an encouragement to anybody listening. That it, when you see, when you're in a dream and it feels kind of scary like that, like, oh my gosh, my friend just got burned up. Well, the meaning may be completely different. And the Lord may be speaking something that doesn't really make sense in the natural. But Jackie had a heart to perceive. She had a heart to really understand, God, what are you really saying here? And by her making that decision to leave and to jump off the, to go to the, to run away from that and to be able to jump on the boat with Jesus, really catapulted her to a whole new level spiritually and in her career as well. So I think that's, I love that dream. It's an amazing dream.
Yeah, I gotta tell you guys, it's a blessing. And the timing of it was so good. The Lord just pays attention to all the unspoken prayers you might think that were just brushed under the rug. He has a way of picking those things up and making them treasures and to show off later on in the details, whether it's in your dreams or in life. And I love that. And I think, I don't know, does it deepen your faith in your journey too when you have these dreams and these things just happen?
Oh, every time. And like, I know at some point you think, well, you're not going to be amazed by it anymore, because it's just like these testimonies are so amazing, but you can't help it. I mean, every time God does a miracle, every time you see someone healed, every time you hear a dream that comes to pass, every time a prophetic word really hits home with somebody, God just really opens that up. And I'm just like a kid in a candy store. I'm so excited for that person. And I just love and I'm amazed by Him daily.
Wow, that's the joy of the Lord, y'all. That's like the joy of the Lord. I love it so much. Thank you so much for pressing into this topic with us and dreams and listening to my heart and to listening to others. And again, I will put all of your ministry information in there. But any last words of encouragement for us today? As I know we talked about things of, going to the word, looking for things around us, that God will speak to us, whether it's nature or in a song, and to really make sure that, we pay attention because we are the watchmen. We have this great responsibility as, ambassadors of Christ to live out what God has planned for us and to not be scared or, filled with fear of it, but to really lean into what God has for us. So, is there any other type of, encouragement you have?
Well, I just really want to speak for a second to the really the prophetic dreamers that are listening right now, because they're everywhere. They're all around us. I mean, to all the dreamers, but to some of you that maybe have an excess of dreams, that are dreaming all the time, and sometimes they're scary and sometimes they're heavy, and maybe you're being called into intercession but don't even know it. I want to encourage you to not shut those down. You may go to a church or maybe in a community that doesn't really understand that, so you don't share it very often. So instead of really sharing your dreams and processing them, you're shoving them down and ignoring them, thinking it's just you. I want to encourage you, it's not just you. All through the Bible, people dreamed. That symbolism was a language for the Lord. God's first language was not English or Spanish or whatever your native first language was. His first language was spirit. And all throughout the Bible, he spoke in symbols. Even Jesus taught in parables. He likes it. He enjoys it. He enjoys it because it causes us to dig in and go deeper. So I want to encourage you, if you're having dreams on a continual basis, to dig into them, ask the Holy Spirit to start revealing them to you. And please, by all means, find us on our website, mandyowenministries.com. Email us. I am happy to process that with you and help you in any way I can. It's my heart for people to start understanding the Lord in a new level.
Oh my goodness. Yes, let's go to a new level. Let's take it to a new level. And Mandy, you're just a light. I just want to tell you, you are such an encouragement. As I'm sitting here, you guys, I get a chance to see her face to face on this Zoom here recording. And I want you to know she's special. She's somebody who is in the Word. You can just tell there's a light around her. She's just so sweet and really cares about you. So definitely do what she said. Reach out to her. If you're having those dreams you don't understand, you feel a little fish out of water, that's okay. That was me too. And just keep on pressing into the Lord. Hey everybody, I just want to pause and say thank you so much for coming into this space week after week, or even if this is your first time, thank you so much for listening, taking the time to be encouraged today. If you feel led, don't forget to go ahead over and click subscribe and write a raving review. Give it 5 stars and fill up my bucket today too. And if you'd like to check out more about our guest speaker today, click on the show notes so you can learn more about them today. Thanks again, everybody, and have a wonderful week. Thank you.